Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. When I'm buying meat, I tend to stick to the basics, beef, chicken, and pork. But when someone serves me lamb, I'm always pleasantly surprised. Here to tell us more about this meat and a couple who raise sheep is Melissa Passanen. She writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press. Melissa, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Thanks so much for having me, Rick.
So you've written about lamb and sheep. What piqued your interest about this meat?
Well, I've actually always been a lover of lamb. I grew up in England where it's much more a common ingredient. And then we actually spent some time living in New Zealand where, needless to say, you can imagine those sheep all over the hillsides. It's true, a lot of lamb. And that was sort of a reminder to me about how much I loved it. And then I happened to be at the Burlington Winter Market this past year, and I saw a farm that I wasn't that familiar with, Stark Hollow Farm. And they had lamb, so I stopped to look. And I noticed something that really caught my attention. They have lamb, it's labeled lamb, and then they had packages labeled sheep. And I had never in my life seen a meat labeled sheep. You know, it would be like going to the store and seeing something labeled cow. We don't usually see that. So I stopped and asked them what that was all about.
So tell us about the farmers first at Stark Hollow Farm.
So it's a couple, two women, Vanessa Riva, who's originally from Italy. She grew up mostly on her aunt and uncle's Arborio rice farm in northern Italy, where there were lots of animals, and she loved animals and thought she wanted to be a vet. But she ended up coming to the States to go to college and actually ended up earning her civil and environmental engineering degree from MIT. And then Laura Smith, her partner, is actually native of Vermont and grew up with animals on her family's home, although her parents didn't work full-time as farmers. They had some cows and other animals. They both had an abiding love of animals, but they were living in Oakland, California, where they thought, maybe we'll have a farm. Maybe we'll look at buying some land north of the Bay Area, but that was not possible financially. Land is incredibly expensive there. I know we complain about it here, but different there. So they moved back in 2006 and ended up settling on a small farm in Danville.
And there they raise a heritage breed. So tell us about the breed and why they raise it.
So they were doing it more or less part-time. In fact, Laura still works off-farm. She works does some work for the state government and also does dream analysis. And Vanessa was working as an engineer, and they were raising some sheep, registered Icelandic sheep, which are a breed that is what they call a tri-purpose breed, so good for milking, meat, and fiber, which traditionally was a good thing in the old days when you needed sheep to be able to give you lots of things to sell. But these days in the era of specialization, they have a smaller, they call it a carcass, a smaller frame than the kind of sheep that are raised more commercially for meat. But they were very interested in this heritage breed. It's known as a very flexible breed. They're 100% grass-fed. So that was why they decided. Also, they believe that these kind of heritage breeds, which aren't good for current commercial use, might actually go extinct if people don't raise them. So it's a funny thing, but people who raise heritage breeds often say, you need to eat them to keep the breed alive, which sounds sort of odd, but it's really true.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. With me today is Melissa Passanen of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing lamb and sheep. Melissa, just so we're perfectly clear, you better briefly explain the differences between lamb, sheep, and mutton.
All right. Well, this was my original quest, was to try and figure this out. When we lived in New Zealand, there was a type of sheep meat that was available in the store called hogget. So I was wondering whether the sheep was in fact something like hogget, which is older than lamb, but not as old as mutton, which tends to be an older animal. And it essentially, it turns out that most of what Stark Hollow markets under the label sheep is indeed hogget. But of course, the USDA, the Department of Agriculture, has very specific guidelines, and they are as follows: that any animal up to the age of 14 months that is a sheep that is taken to market is called lamb. Anything over the age of 14 months can either be labeled, and these are considered equivalent, sheep or mutton. So there's no thing in between, which in other countries like New Zealand and the British Isles would be called hogget, which is older than lamb but younger than mutton. So that is what I found out. So you will only find in the States either lamb or mutton slash sheep.
All right, now it's time to talk cooking. Do you have favorite recipes for lamb or
yes,
sheep?
Yes, I brought you one to try. This is all the right one that I ran with the Free Press story, so people will be able to see that by following the link on our page. And it is from a cookbook called Good Meat, written by Deborah Krasner, who's down from the Putney area, a Vermonter, a wonderful cookbook author. And this is a sort of North African stew with a little dried apricot and some wonderful fragrant cinnamon spices, that kind of thing. What do you think?
Oh, my gosh. See, like I said, when I'm served lamb, I absolutely love it.
Yeah, it's so good.
Delicious.
So I love recipes that use sort of the Middle Eastern, African, Turkish spices with lamb. And Deborah has some really nice ones in her cookbook. And I also remembered, not to plug my own cookbook, but the Cooking with Shelburne Farms cookbook that I wrote and was published in 2007 has a whole chapter on lamb. And I remembered that there are some wonderful recipes in there. There's a roasted lamb shoulder with lemony new potatoes and a really classic shepherd's pie, which is not made with beef, although a lot of people in America make a shepherd's pie. Shepherd. No shepherds to do with cows, right? It's a sheep, a lamb. So there's a wonderful recipe in there for that. And a smoke-grilled leg of lamb with eggplant and tomato salad for the summer. Delicious. So I recommend everyone. I'm pretty sure everyone in Vermont has that cookbook. So just go look.
And my mom does. Is lamb better for some recipes than sheep or mutton?
Well, I mean, if you're really getting into mutton, which you're not probably going to find a lot here, it does tend to have a stronger flavor, but not necessarily a bad one, depending how the animal is raised and the breed. That has a lot to do with how the meat tastes. So it's kind of a question of knowing the farm and how they raise their meat. But I did, in fact, that stew there that you're tasting, I did with both some lamb, labeled lamb, and some sheep, labeled sheep, which I think was probably more in the age range of a hogget. And I couldn't tell the difference. We did get lamb chops, both lamb chops and sheep chops from Stark Hollow. And the only difference we could tell was that the sheep chops were actually bigger and, you know, more meaty and delicious, maybe slightly more defined flavor, but not in a bad way at all. Actually, more tasty, in my opinion. And although Stark Hollow in the summer won't be at the Burlington Market, they are in Danville. One could perhaps order direct from them, but there are a lot of other farmers around who are raising lamb and whatever else you want to call it.
Sheep or mutton. Melissa Passanen writes for the Savervoir section of the Burlington Free Press. Melissa, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Always a pleasure, Rick.